Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jake, okay, first of all, just you've played for Luis Rojas in the past. You obviously were on the team when he was on the staff last year. What type of a manager has he been, and do you expect him to be at the big league level?
Yeah, he was great when I had him in low A in last year as well. Easy to talk to, definitely cares about your well-being as far as a player and team, and wants the best for you, so that's definitely a plus. And I've enjoyed my time around him. Even when he got the job this year, had multiple phone calls with him and enjoyed talking to him, and then here so far has been great, so we're definitely excited to have him.
When you've reached the level that you've reached now, back-to-back Cy Youngs, what do you push yourself to try and improve? Is there anything that you say, okay, I know I was the best in the game the last 2 years, but I still want to be better in this particular area?
Yeah, I think you're always trying to improve. I've said that from when I first came up. Try to learn whatever I can from whoever I'm around. Having Hefner this year, new eyes to see something that maybe I can do better. It's a game of adjustments, so anytime you can make an adjustment to make yourself better and have somebody help you with that, I try to take from that.
Jake, there's only been a couple of guys. I think it's only two guys won three straight Cy Young awards. Has anybody brought that to your attention yet, and that kind of now dangling there as a carousel?
Definitely. Anytime you're at your best personally, you're going to help the team. So you set personal goals, and I've said that the past couple of years, and that's definitely another personal goal of mine. But most importantly, a team game, and want to win a World Series. But anytime you're at your best, you help the team.
How much more have you maybe become aware of that history of Cy Youngs and guys who have achieved some of the things that you're starting to achieve? How much more, just in the past couple of years, have you personally learned about it and become aware of it?
Yeah, I'm definitely more aware. The names on the list that those lists are impressive names. And, having Pedro hand me the Cy Young this year was really cool. And you do become more aware. I don't know if you asked me before, but you're always trying to get ready for the next season. So kind of reflecting on what you've done for me is kind of a weird thing, because always trying to prepare for the next season. But definitely more aware of kind of what's going on.
I know you obviously weren't a pitcher until late in college, mm-hmm. but as you grew up a baseball fan, began your pro career, got to the majors, would you look back on baseball history and research some of that stuff just as a baseball nerd who was interested, or is that only piquing your interest a little more now that you're sort of becoming part of it?
I think I played so much, I didn't watch a whole lot of baseball. I was constantly doing stuff, playing outside or playing baseball, playing sports. Definitely become more aware of it now. More interested now. I thought I'd be a position player and that didn't work out. So definitely more aware of, pitching history. I was more in, when I was growing up, I was more in, I enjoyed watching position players more than pitchers.
Jake, do you think you were tipping your pitches early last year, and do you think that had any effect early on, to get up to that kind of rough start by your standards?
I do not think I was tipping my pitches. I actually asked Jeremy that.
Okay.
That was the first team to score quite a few runs off me that, and that was the first one to start that three-game stretch, and he said they had nothing on me, and I said I didn't think they did because when I looked at the video, everything looked the same to me. My misses were just over the middle of the plate. And as far as how I pitch now, I feel like when guys face me, they want to jump on something early, and early misses down the middle of the plate is what they were hitting. You know, they weren't well-executed pitches, so I think that's all it was.
So it was kind of all on what you were doing. It wasn't anything as far as signs or tipping?
I don't think it was. I think it was looking at what was hit, I was throwing the ball right down the middle.
Okay. Jake, do you think opponents have seen the best version of you? There's still like a level that you're trying to reach, even though you've won two straight Cy Youngs?
That's a tough question. Like I said, you're always trying to get better. I would like to think there's, you know, better to come, but who knows? You got to go out there and play. Baseball is an interesting game. So constantly trying to improve. I feel really good coming into this spring, and, you know, I'm looking forward to starting the season.
When did it set in that this offseason that you won back-to-back Cy Youngs?
I don't even know. Maybe probably at the banquet. You know, they announce it. That's exciting. You're getting ready for this spring and this season coming up, and then you go up to the banquet and you're around the other award winners. I think that's kind of when it set in.
You talked last year about maybe in April feeling some pressure of trying to live up to mm-hmm. what you had done the previous season. Does that dynamic change now that you've kind of lived through being the defending Cy Young winner once?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, I said that early on last year, that was going to be a struggle, trying to do too much. And, you know, I think I did that a little bit. You know, Mike asked me about those three starts, and I think that was something I was doing. I was trying to be too perfect. And then I was getting frustrated and kind of let things spiral on me versus taking it one pitch at a time and going from there. So I think going through that definitely will help this year.
Jacob, obviously the topic of the offseason has been the Astros sign stealing scandal. As a pitcher, how do you feel about that?
Honestly, I haven't thought too much about it. You know, you see what comes out. Like I said, I goes back to kind of how I pitch. I try to pay attention to what I'm doing, try to get ready for the season. Haven't paid too much attention to what all's going on.
You mentioned getting your word from Pedro. Have you had any other interactions with him? Whether it was with him in private moments that night or with other guys who are kind of pitching legends of the game as you've grown your fashion?
It was funny because, you know, when I saw him, I actually thanked him because at the All-Star game, he said a couple things to me. He noticed that I was getting more frustrated on the mound than I have in previous years, and he said, "Hey, calm down out there, just have fun." And, you know, I think that helped, and I laughed when I saw him and found out that he was giving me the award, and I thanked him for that because I do feel like it helped, and that was something, like I said, I was getting frustrated, not taking it one pitch at a time. I've had a few interactions with him. You know, I've talked to John Smoltz before, guys like that. Like I said, I try to learn from whoever I can, and take little things from them, and if it can help me improve, then it's a plus.
Have those interactions changed at all, whether it's with Pedro or Smoltz or anything, just in terms of maybe from your perspective, seeing them more as peers, or are they still kind of up here to you in your mind?
Still up there in my mind. That's, you know, I think it's just like a respect for the game and the guys who kind of, you know, paved the way for us and played before us and were really good. So it's still, you know, kind of look at them up there.
To that end, even though they're still up there in your mind, have any of them said, "Hey, nice to meet you, like, I'm so happy to meet you"?
No, I don't think, not that I could recall. I probably say "nice to meet you." Yeah, I mean, that's a common interaction, you know, I think. First time we met, I might have said, "Nice to meet you."
This time last year, you were asked a lot about not only defending your Cy Young, but also the contract extension. This year, you've lived through the Cy Young defense, mm-hmm. You have the contract. Is this a more low-key, boring, maybe, spring? good boring?
I would say there's not as many distractions. You know, just able to get ready. But I think I did a decent job of that last year, getting ready for the season. You know, having a few years of experience, knowing what I need to do to get ready, definitely helps as well, which I think that helped me get through last year with all the questions and stuff as far as the contract and Cy Young stuff. So I have a pretty good idea of how I want to get ready and what I need to do, so kind of stick to that program.
Did you throw through the whole offseason like you did in the past?
Yeah, I threw a lot.
Yeah.
Take a couple weeks off, start moving around, throwing a little bit, and, you know, add on from there.
Couple more, Marla?
Jacob, what is it like to now share the clubhouse with Rick Porcello and Michael Wacha?
Yeah, it's definitely a very cool thing. I've actually talked to Wacha quite a bit throughout the years. I got to know him pretty well. First time meeting Rick. Great guys. You know, and anytime you have depth, it's a plus. I don't even know if the team's ever made it through a season with only five starters. So anytime you have a guy to step in, and with the six guys we're running out there, they could easily be one, twos, or threes on any team. So definitely a plus to have those guys.
What are your expectations for this season? Are they maybe a little higher than recent spring trainings regarding roster composition?
Yeah, you know, I feel like ever since we made it to the World Series in 2015, we've had high expectations that we haven't lived up to. And I'm definitely excited this year as well. I think we have a great group of guys. I think our lineup's really good, really good starting pitching, and the bullpen looks really good as well. So definitely excited to start the year, and I think the expectations are the same as they have been, and everybody's pulling in the same direction and wants to win a World Series. So that's the goal.
Two more, Tim.
What have your early impressions of Jeremy Hefner been so far?
He's been great. I've talked to him. I talked to him quite a bit this offseason. And then, you know, coming into camp, I came down a couple times last week and through. And he has a really good knowledge of the game. I'm really satisfied with how it's been so far, and I think he's going to bring really good things to our attention and help us out a lot.
Last one, Steve.
Jake, you talked about the expectations always being high for this group. You know, you obviously experienced going to the World Series in 2015, looked like there'd be a run of success. You've now gotten to the point where you've had the highest of high individual success. At this point, how strong is the itch now from you to try and get back there, to want to get back there?
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. That's why we play this game. It's a team game. Like I said, personal achievements are great, but it's a team game, and you want everybody to succeed, and you want to all get there together. And looking around that room, everybody feels that same way. And, you know, like I said, that's the main goal, and that's what we're trying to do here. And I think we're off to a good start, and excited to have everybody who we have in place, and looking forward to getting spring started and this season.